In June of 2007, Governor Charlie Crist issued an executive order to create the 9-member commission. By teleconference on Monday, the Commission on Open Government Reform unanimously approved its 180-page final report called Reforming Florida's Open Government Laws in the 21st Century. Barbara Peterson is the president of the First Amendment Foundation and serves as chair of the Commission on Open Government Reform.
We had a lot of testimony from citizens around the state about how poorly they were being treated by local government, not just local government, but by their government. And the governor responded by issuing the Citizens' Bill of Rights. And one of the recommendations from the commission is that that Bill of Rights be codified, that we put it into law.
Patterson says that because the commission's report is being finalized so close to the beginning of the legislative session, most of their recommendations won't translate into bills until 2010. But Patterson says the one dramatic change, which was suggested by the former and current secretaries of the Department of Children and Families, Bob Butterworth and George Sheldon, could occur this year.
It's the recommendation of the commission that we allow access to the investigative records of Department of Children and Families. Currently, those records are closed unless the department goes to court and gets a court order allowing the department to provide access. And this would open those records. It would protect identifying information in those records. So like the child would be, the identity of the child would be exempt, and there are some other exemptions in there for identifying information. But we would have an opportunity to know what the department's doing and how it's doing it.
Another change recommended by the Commission on Open Government Reform, Patterson says, would make email from elected and appointed officials part of the public record, even if sent from a personal email account.
If a commissioner were to use her personal computer and her personal email account in order to communicate regarding public business, we're trying to make it clear that those records are public records and subject to disclosure requirements and retention requirements, and it doesn't matter whose computer you're using or whose AOL account you might be using.
Patterson says making government finances more transparent and avoiding excessive fees for public records requests are also among the commission's recommendations.
We have some recommendations regarding fiscal transparency, suggesting that we have some requirement that government agencies post information about contracts they enter into online so it's easy to find and easy to get to. We have recommendations regarding the extensive use fee in Florida's public records law. This is a fee that agencies can charge in addition to the cost of duplication.
Those fees vary widely. According to Patterson, the commission heard testimony from someone who was told that accessing 100 emails would cost $200, and from another who said that their public records request would cost $165,000. Two commissioners raised concerns about the final report, and their letters of concern will be included with the report. Hillsborough County Attorney Renee Lee is one. She told WMNF that one of her concerns has to do with being able to exempt information from public records requests because of attorney-client privilege.
It has really restricted, I guess, the information that we're able to give our clients, both written information as well as information in a meeting. And probably the biggest issue is that the Sunshine Law restricts the attorney-client conferences to just the attorney, the board members, and the chief executive of the county administrator. That restriction does not allow expert witnesses or department heads or others who have very technical information to be a part of those executive sessions.
Lee is also concerned about the report's recommendation to prohibit officials from using BlackBerries during public meetings.
They have recommended that any handheld devices such as BlackBerries should not be used during public meetings. We question whether that's really appropriate, because many times people are getting messages that have nothing to do with the public's business on those BlackBerries. People are getting updates on their children's illness or other kinds of things, and they should be allowed to continue the use of them if it is not related to the public's business.
Lee is confident that the legislature will use the Commission on Open Government's report to improve the state's sunshine laws.
There has been a groundswell well of organizations behind some of the issues that I identified for you earlier. The Florida Bar Local Government Section has researched and studied the issue of the attorney-client privilege in a government setting. The Florida Association of County Attorneys gave, you know, many days of testimony before the commission. They also have held workshops on these issues. So this may be the year that something gets addressed by the legislature.
The commission's report will be forwarded to the legislature, which will study it to determine whether to make any updates to the state's open government laws. You can find links to the report on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.